Republican Senate candidate Dale Fowler is joining us in the studio this morning. And first off, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You know, you've run for office in the past, but, you know, when you ran for the Senate race, did you have any anticipation of the environment in which you'd be campaigning in?
Well, obviously, I knew it was going to be extremely difficult. And when I was considering, Tom, you know, I was concerned about, you know, putting my family through this. You know, this had been entertained in the past in the last several years if I would consider maybe a state office. At the time, really didn't think it was the right fit for myself, for my career, for my family, because this is not, obviously not just for anyone. It takes someone that's willing to maybe go through some abuse that you wouldn't normally go through in your life and put your family through it. But with my youngest just starting college this fall, and, you know, it's just something that I feel like I've been guided to do for the right reasons, and I'm just solely looking forward to the challenge. But no, I did not know it would be this maybe dishonest, I should say, misleading, unethical, possibly.
Right. Because here's the problem, as I see it. We see the messaging, and it's very negative. Everybody's calling each other names. But here's the thing, you know, I'm going to go out and do something about this. The cliches are another item. Because while we're talking about all this negative messaging, what we're missing is the topics, the issues. And Illinois has substantial ongoing issues, and that is not in the arena of ideas for this campaign. It's about whose side you're on and whether you kick dogs and hate babies. And we're not talking about the pension. We're not talking about the budget, how we're going to get this done. But let's talk about it in this context. What are the things, as senator, you can do for your district?
Well, first of all, Tom, you know, this is not going to be my career. You know, I've had people ask me all the time why I'm doing this. I've had a decent career. I have a job that I love. I'm the mayor of a city that's creating really good momentum, even under this economic times that we have with the coal industry, new jobs, new business construction still going on in the city of Harrisburg. Really excited about that. But I think I can be a person. I will be a person. Not can be. I will be a person, a bipartisan person that will go to Springfield and say, okay, you know, why aren't we talking about what's happened the last decade that's created this chaos that we're in? You know, why aren't we talking about, we need to sit down together as a whole, as a one, and talk about the issues. And, you know, that's not what we're hearing out there. And when I first started considering this and really started studying this in-depthly and listening to everyone, you know, we haven't been hearing from our leadership of what's it going to take to put Illinois back on track. You know, all we're hearing about is, well, we need to raise taxes. You know, well, we've tried this tax and spend, and you know what, Tom, it doesn't work. So, you know, we have to sit down, we have to talk. First of all, we have to admit where we are. And that's we have to come together as a whole when this is all over with, and, you know, all the dust clears and smoke is evaporated, and we have to sit down together and as a group, as a whole, and say, okay, here's our problems. We know what our problems are. That's what I've been trying to advocate with, you know, with some reforms. You know, we have to become more business competitive, and we have to admit, why aren't we business competitive? And that's, I don't think that's what the past leadership over the last decade has done.
Coal jobs, Illinois, your district has some of the highest poverty rates in the state. Jobs there are a different thing. High-paying jobs are really hard to come by. I mean, is there something that can be done from the Senate seat for, one, helping coal, and two, better funding for the schools in your district? So let's talk about coal. Is there something from a Senate's position, from a senator's position, the one that you're seeking, that can be done to help coal in your district?
Well, I tell you, I think so. As an advocate, you know, we have to continue to train our people, keep our people well trained. You know, we're going to see what happens after November the 8th for the coal environment. I think that's going to, the presidential race, I think that's going to have a big impact of what the future is going to be. There's no question about that. But we can't. And, you know, these coal companies, and as I have said the last several months, please, we've got to just hang on. Hang on.
Don't hang on for the presidential election.
Hang on.
For the best.
Hang on. And I really, truly feel that's what's going on. They're hanging on because clean coal technology, we all know, is out there. You know, does Chicago care about our coal industry in Southern Illinois? I don't think so.
But they like the lights to turn on.
They like the lights to turn on, yes, sir. And if they want the lights to turn on and they want to continue to see Illinois prosper, then we need the coal industry, especially for Southern Illinois. You know, we're really fortunate if you think and look. The momentum that's being created in Southern Illinois in some of our cities. Harrisburg, prime example. Herron's doing fairly well. Marion's doing well. You know, in Harrisburg, we continue to have new business construction going on as we speak. Now, are these replacing the coal mining jobs? No, they're not. But you know what? They are increasing our sales tax dollars, our property tax dollars, you know, which can help with our school district. But we have to, the momentum's there. So it's intriguing to me. And I'm talking to more companies as we speak, Tom, looking at Harrisburg. You know, it's intriguing to me that we have these companies that are looking at us, even under these difficult economic times. So to me, that's encouraging that, you know, there's the potential still there. But you know what we can't do? We can't give up.
What about education and school funding and these issues? I mean, when you look at some of the districts that you're in, some really poor school districts and coming and dipping from the same well where there are some other schools that do quite well the farther north you go. Of course, different funding issues there. But school funding and securing it and improving it is one of the biggest issues I see as we go forward.
That's right. That's right. We definitely need dedicated funding streams especially for our school systems. You know, a promise is a promise. And if we're going to give, first of all, we got to start with a balanced budget. You know, we need a budget. We don't have a budget. We need a budget. We need a balanced budget. We have to stop writing bad checks. $7.5 billion unbalanced budget. So what's that tell you? Bad checks are going to be written, and they're going to be written to our schools.
Is the reason we don't have a budget, Dale, is because everybody is afraid to cut and to have the blood on their hands from cutting? Is that really the reason we don't have a budget?
I agree, Tom. I agree. You know, it all starts with a balanced budget. Here's my theory on it. People are asking me. They're really digging into me. Said, well, what are you going to propose if you're a state senator? What are you going to propose that you cut? What revenues are you going to propose that you increase? Well, you know what? Here's how it starts for me. It starts with a balanced budget, and then it goes to our education, dedicated funding streams, fair and full funding for our schools. You saw Superintendent Gouch, great friend of mine, 25-year-old books. Unacceptable. You know, it needs to be a consistent funding stream for our schools, up and down the ladder. I'm not for bailing out Chicago Public Schools, but that's where it starts. Then our social agencies. We have to take care of our seniors. We have to take care of our mental health issues. You know, we have to take care of our veterans. And you know what? After that, then let's sit down and let's hash this out. But those are some of my top priorities: education, social agencies, and veterans.
The messaging that has gone on, it has been very overt. That's me being diplomatic. One line in particular, it's the issue of surrogacy, so it being surrogates for the Rauner and Madigan and that component. Dale Fowler sold out his district for $1 million was one of the lines that I saw in a commercial. And I said, well, first off, he'd have to have a district and be the senator of it before you could sell it out, was my gut yelling at me, going, wait a second, hold on. Obviously, the Harrisburg mayor is exceedingly powerful. So out of this messaging that's gone on, is there anything that in particular you want to talk about rather than give it additional ongoing? I mean, is there, because I don't want to name one. There's so many of them. Mm-hmm. What have you seen in the messaging about you that you want to contradict? You want to get people on the right track when some of this messaging about you?
Well, you know, the first attack ad came out against me the morning of July the 5th. I'll never forget it. I received a text that morning, 7:08 in the morning on July the 5th, and it said, Mayor, call me ASAP. So I called and said, have you seen it? It says, you're against kids. You're against the elderly. I said, what? Are you kidding me? When I have my own charitable foundation that supplies hundreds of children throughout Southern Illinois with brand new shoes and clothes, I help fund summer's lunch programs so hungry children in the summer can have the food and the nutrition that they need in the summertime. I serve on an advisory board for the Senior Citizen Council that ensures homebound senior citizens receive meals at home and that the Golden Circles keep their doors open and their lights on, you know, and quite honestly, Tom, I haven't seen any sense. So when you talk, when people talk about throughout the district, when I'm going door to door and they're laughing about it, you know, said, boy, you didn't know he had this kind of power as mayor of Harrisburg, you know, to funnel all this money to Chicago. I said, I really don't know what you're talking about because I haven't seen it. You know, if I don't see it, it doesn't hurt me. And when I was considering this, people asked me, they said, Dale said, are you going to be ready for the attacking that they're going to try to do to you? And I said, well, I said, I'm just going to be Dale Fowler. I'm just going to be honest and tell the truth. And that's going to be my case.
Well, let's talk about being Dale Fowler, because part of the messaging is that you're not Dale Fowler. You're really just a surrogate. You're only at the whim and beck and call of Governor Rauner.
Right.
And that he's paid you so much money for your campaign that you're beholding to him.
Well, you know, this is the first time in many campaign cycles that the party has been even close to a level playing field. I think someone said it was on television the other day that my opponent still has spent three times what I have, or has three times the revenue and the money that I have. You know, so... You know, I've had one conversation with the governor, one conversation period, and that was in July of 2015, prior to the public hearing on behalf of Hardin County Work Camp, and I told the governor that he was making a mistake by closing that work camp. And so we differed on that. I told him that was a mistake. I'm still going to be an advocate if I have the opportunity to be the state senator to get that camp reopened. When I was a chief engineer with the Department of Corrections, when I was at Shawnee Correctional Center, that work camp was under my umbrella as a chief engineer. I'm actually the one that wrote the scope to put the new roof on the building. So I know that facility. And those numbers were misleading on what it takes to get that camp back in operation. We need more work camps, not fewer. That's the only conversation I've ever had with the man. He didn't tell me he was going to lend me his support, and I told him, I said, I wanted to have this meeting because I want you to know that I'm going to be a proponent for the people of 59th District. You know, that's why I'm doing this, and so that's been the case.
I know we're only 8 days away from the election. I can't confirm that I'll be able to have you back in because we're trying to get a lot of candidates in between now and 1 week from tomorrow. So if right now the only opportunity somebody has to hear and speak with you is right now today, what would you have them know about you in relationship to your opponent? What is the biggest differences between you and your opponent, Gary Forby, in the upcoming election? What should people know before they make a mark next to a name for the Senate candidate?
Well, Tom, I'm an individual that I love seeing other people succeed. I love the challenge of going out and talking with companies about how great we can be and what we are. That's what we've done in the city of Harrisburg. You know, I love going out and compiling the data. You know, we live in some of the most beautiful country in the entire Midwest, right here in Southern Illinois. We have the water. We have the roads. We have the workforce. We should be just absolutely prospering. We're lacking on tourism. We're lacking on job growth. You know, there was some data from the IRS, hard data that just came out just recently. And this is from 1995 to 2013. Do you know that 500,000 tax-paying households left the state of Illinois? That's over 1 million people, and that equates to over $8 billion a year in tax revenues. And then you compound that. You know, we have to stop this out-migration. We have to become more business competitive. We have to join together. And that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I've been raised as a servant. I think people know that by my charity work, my foundation that I give of myself. That's just the kind of person Dale Fowler is. You know, I'm 59 years old now. You know, I could probably just continue doing what I'm doing and enjoy every second of that like I am, but I feel like we need to take it to the next level. And what I'm seeing, Tom, what I'm seeing throughout the state of Illinois, when I've met people, different people that are running for different offices, if it's state senate, state representative, there's people like myself that are stepping up for the right reasons, that they're not going to be career politicians. You know, we do need term limits, no question about it. That's one of the top things I hear at the door, term limits. That's one thing they want to go and talk about. But I'm one of those people that's stepping in for the right reasons. You know, this is not my career. This is my passion. And I'm going to work hard for education. You know, I was fortunate to work with Harrisburg School District when we passed the referendum for the new school construction, partial renovation, rebuild. I worked hard for that. You know, our schools are our number one economic engine. That's where it all starts. We have to take care of our kids. That's what I've tried to do with my foundation. That's what I've tried to do with underprivileged children out there. And that's what I've tried to do with the senior citizens. And that's just the kind of person Dale Fowler is. And I think people realize that. I was concerned when these attack ads first came out. When I was going door to door, especially in the southern counties where people may not know Dale Fowler that well, you know, but they're just like what you said, Tom. You know, they're asking, well, how'd you, you know, I didn't know you had that much power as the mayor of Harrisburg to be able to funnel all this money. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, Tom, one of the first interviews that we had when I first decided to run,
right,
and I told you that I was going to take the high road on this election. That's one of the first statements I made. And I told my team, I said, I will not, you know, do anything but take the high road. And I have not condemned or degraded my opponent. I have not done that, because when this is all over with, I want to be able to sleep at night. This is where I live, and I'm proud of the team that we've compiled. Everyone has abided to my standards, and I'm proud of that.
Senate candidate Dale Fowler. Dale, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks for coming in to do.